This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We debate the fate of the dreamers. Now on infrastructure. Today, the Trump administration released its infrastructure plan. Democrats released our own plan over a year ago and have waited just as long to see this plan, because infrastructure is an issue where we thought we could find some common ground. Unfortunately, despite a glaring need, the president's proposal would do very little to make our ailing infrastructure better. Instead of proposing direct federal investments to help all parts of the country, the Trump infrastructure plan relies on private parties or state and localities to put up the lion's share of the money. In turn, those entities would either have to charge local taxpayers new tolls or raise taxes and other fees to pay for the new infrastructure. So, a word that describes so much of the president's bill, probably about 80% of it, is Trump tolls. The Trump infrastructure plan is like a Hollywood facade. It may look real from afar, but in truth, it's a flat mirage. The Trump plan has the skin of an infrastructure plan, but it lacks the guts. The lack of direct investment would leave out large parts of America, particularly rural America, where local governments don't have the money or the traffic to attract private sector investment.
You know, it's kind of amazing, this vitriol and this resistance that's taken place here, Scott. I mean, it's a proposal. Even by your own definition, it's an offer, it's an idea, it's a vision. This is the president casting a vision of saying, this is what it is. You know, this isn't a dictatorship. Donald Trump's not saying, hey, this is the way it's going to be. Here's some ideas based on his private sector experience. Let's get some private people involved. Why not? Instead of, finding another reason to blow up government and bloat it all the more, especially after this latest budget fiasco. But Chuck Schumer's got to try to find a reason just to be adversarial. You know, what are your ideas? I mean, you said you proposed something a year ago. Why don't you match up your ideas with what the president has offered and what Republicans are offering so that we can come together and really do something that is fair-minded, bipartisan, that is win-win for all concerned. You know, put your ideas on the table. Run it against the president's ideas instead of sitting there constantly bashing. You know, I got to imagine, the people that voted for Schumer that are represented by him have got to becoming more frustrated with the lack of representation on their part. I mean, you're spending all this money, all this tax money to send representatives to D.C. just to resist, not to get along, not to bring in their ideas and to participate with, with the Republican Party right now. They are the party in power, so to speak. But power schmower. Who really cares about this? You know, what we care about is getting this country back on track and doing something about this almost $21 trillion of indebtedness that we find ourselves in. The thing is that's most concerning here is as rates are starting to increase, what's going to happen is that more and more interest has to be paid, to this debt. This is the scary part. And then we just go ahead and add more money to it. And I'm like you. I'm shocked that President Trump, went along with this, that Republicans went along, all in the name of being able to say that we've got a victory. I mean, that's a victory that we funded the military. I mean, it's ridiculous that they're being used as a wedge issue and some sort of tool here to negotiate around these immigration issues that we have, instead of having the intestinal fortitude to do right for the people of all concerned here. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Conversation continues right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. You know, as we bring on the experts to talk about the things that are most important to you, we're going to take a little bit of break. We're going to talk Valentine's Day, last-minute gift ideas with an expert here in just a moment. You know, today is Dream Your Sweet Day. Mm-hmm. Okay. Employee Legal Awareness Day with all the hashtaggers out there. This is a day for you. Get a different name day if you're on witness protection, I guess. International Pancake Day. I thought we just had a pancake. No, it was Pizza Day. That's what it is. So International Pancake Day. So go out there and enjoy your pancake. I guess getting ready for tomorrow, today officially is Kiss Day. Did you know that? And following with the same theme, Madly in Love with Me Day. Okay, so you got Kiss Day, Madly in Love with Me Day. And Palentine's Day. Did we ever find out what Palentine's Day is? The only difference is that we substituted a P for a V. Palentine's Day. And I saw let's read this real quick, Scott. I thought it was National Tortilla Day, but it was Tortellini. Kind of tell you where my head's at right now. And also World Radio Day. Why not? We have to honor the very thing that we're so greatly involved with. We thank you for participating and being part of it. But anyway, we're going to talk Valentine's Day. Give yourself a little bit of break and talk about these last-minute Valentine's Day gifts, as you heard Scott and I talk about earlier with Samantha Danielle Mao. The pressure's on, you know. And sometimes it's inordinate. And I imagine if we opened up phone lines and said, okay, guys, what are you doing? You know, they probably want more therapy than anything else, maybe than ideas. But we're going to try and save you, okay? We're going to try and save your Valentine's Day gifts. And, of course, if you haven't made reservations at your favorite restaurant by now, you are in trouble. Scott, when do you make reservations? Are you like a year out for your Valentine's Day reservations? Or, you know, do they know you so well that when you walk in the door, they just always have a table for you? Is that the deal? You don't even want to get involved in this one, huh? Because I got you in trouble. He's going, yeah, the last time I got involved with Valentine's gift, I used to have a home to come home to. Now, thank you very much. I'm in trouble. I got to tiptoe through the front door. We're waiting on international matchmaking expert of all people, Sherry Murphy, who's got some top tips for Valentine's Day. She's been featured on NBC, New York Times, Forbes, and a host of others for her work with Elite Connections. And it's hard to believe that Valentine's Day is, it's tomorrow. And you better believe it and wake up to that fact. So people, even at this very moment, scrambling to find that perfect gift, the perfect card, you know. And so if you are one of those procrastinators and you wait to the last minute to get gifts, Sherry may be here to save us. And we're hoping that she joins us ever so soon here as we're abiding for time. But I guess we're going to go on to other things until we're able to connect with her. Just in a bit of breaking news, I don't know if you heard about this, but this is heartbreaking here. And this is a story that comes out of Los Angeles. Jamel Moore, his family wants answers in the escort death at a major Democratic donor's home. Family and friends of a male escort, according to Fox News, found dead in the West Hollywood home of a high-powered Democratic Party donor last year, continue to press for answers in a case that has eluded the national media spotlight on incidents of sexual misconduct and racial injustice. You know, some of this stuff out of Hollywood, I mean, you know, I'm sure that some of them thinking, well, good, you know, we're not getting fully exposed here. Harvey Weinstein has kind of taken a bullet for everybody, but the stuff that's been going on in Hollywood is incredibly, as we say, pervasive. It's incredible, and maybe that's part of what gives them, you know, some hiding here and some cover, because it is so incredible. You know, Corey Feldstein has been talking about this for a number of years and talking about, you know, child pornography and, you know, other debasements have been going on and sexual activity with underage men and underage boys, I should say, and that this has been going on. It's almost like a rite of passage in Hollywood for these young actors and actresses. You know, Corey Feldstein was talking about his good friend Corey Himes, who, it was noted, committed suicide, and they say that one of the reasons that contributed to his depression and his suicide was the abuse that he suffered as a child star, you know, going up through the ranks and the rite of passage there. But this situation, you know, this is one of those stories that is starting to come out here that is, you know, and, you know, Jamel's family is saying, wait a minute, we want justice here. This stuff is being hidden. Moore, 26 years old, this is Jamel Moore, was discovered by police back in July 27th inside the apartment of Ed Buck, age 63. Buck is a well-known Democratic contributor, given more than $500,000 to an array of Democrats, including Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, Los Angeles County District Attorney Jackie Lacey, and a variety of state and local organizations in California. Needless to say, we're talking a profile individual here in Los Angeles. And, of course, you know, and a 26-year-old male escort where, you know, they went into Buck's apartment and found all kinds of drugs and, you know, what have you. And obviously there was all kinds of just not very good things taking place there. According to the July 31st coroner's report, Buck's apartment was riddled with drug paraphernalia. Among the items found, 24 syringes containing brown residue, 5 glass pipes with white residue and burn marks, a plastic straw, possible white residue, clear plastic bags with white powdery residue, and a clear plastic bag containing a piece of crystal-like substance. Now, what has been discovered is Jamel Moore kept a journal. And in that journal, he says, on December the 3rd of 2016, it reads, "If it didn't hurt so bad, I'd kill myself, but I'll let Ed Buck do it for now." Supposedly, what is being suggested here, or what Jamel wrote, is that Ed Buck had given him some drugs, and he was the one that had, you know, had injected him, I believe it was with crystal meth, and he said it was very, very painful, but it hooked him, and he was on a downward spiral, and finally to the point where, you know, he dies, 26 years old. I mean, imagine what his mother is going through. But now this is coming out into the public and hitting the mainstream media, and here we're talking about it as well, coming alongside his parents. You know, if this was your son, you would want justice for him as well. You know, what is it that you've got this, you know, very wealthy Democrat donor, 63 years old, it would seem on the surface here, taking advantage of a young man, Jamel Mort, age 26. How do you put these things together? You've got sex, drugs, rock and roll, it looks like, all over again. And his mother is saying, we want justice, and I agree that the Moore family should get justice on this situation. And this needs to be, as uncomfortable as it is, it needs to be brought in the open and discussed. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
America back on track.
No, 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 him is to love, love, love him. Just to see him smile makes my life.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's Wayne.
Like Me Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, a little Valentine's music, kind of a romance here. Getting you ready. I mean, tomorrow is the big day. Hopefully you're all ready. But if you find yourself being the procrastinator that you might be, scrambling for some last-minute Valentine's Day gift ideas, we got the perfect person to bail you out, let me tell you. Sherry Murphy joins us now, international matchmaking expert. I'm hearing something from Fiddler on the Roof, you know. Make me a matcher, Sherry Murphy.
Yep, I've had that song played quite a few times.
I bet. Yeah, it kind of is. You're set up that way. That's just the way it is. Hey, get us guys out of trouble for those of us that are procrastinating. There might even be some women out there that feel some sense of obligation, even though Valentine's Day seems to be more focused towards the gals. But I want to say, you know, guys appreciate gifts too, you know.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's, you know, the lady cooking a nice dinner for her man and treating him to something special, because it's, you know, Valentine's Day is kind of a crazy, busy night to go out. I think it's better just to stay home.
You know, what I often find from people that talk about Valentine's Day is, you know, the build up, the stress of it, what am I going to do, you know, this kind of thing. But what seems to come back anecdotally is the best Valentine's gifts are sometimes the most simple and most inexpensive.
Right, yeah, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Just do something nice for the person that you love.
Mm-hmm.
And Valentine's Day should be every day. It shouldn't be once a year.
Well, I have that sentiment with you as well, because it's kind of hard, you know, if you only carve out one day, it's like, what does that do for Valentine's? It seems like it's a bit hollow, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah, just saying.
You know, but showing up with some flowers or something, I think, you know, it's nice, but to do it more than once a year.
Right, exactly. And in a box of, you know, Valentine's Day is more than a box of chocolates. So let's talk about some great tips for the perfect Valentine's Day. What do you got up your sleeve that can help us out?
You know what, just take the afternoon off. Ask them to take the afternoon off and have a little surprise. Just take them to a spa, get a massage together. Mm-hmm. You know, something nice like that, I think, is great.
Yeah, you know, you just touched on something, and that's the other thing I hear often, is particularly from women, they just want time. Give me your time.
Right.
You know, a walk in the park, just having time together, you know, stopping, grabbing some coffee or whatever, just to be able to talk.
Yeah. Yeah, right. You know, at lunch at the beach or, you know, something earlier in the day before it gets all hectic and crowded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just hanging out and spending some time together. Well, you don't have a beach there maybe, but.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm in California these days here for a couple more days anyway before I head east back to Florida. But we have beaches there on the East Coast, you know. They're just not, and you know, we just don't get the waves out in the east that we do here in the Pacific. But regardless, I mean, there's great places to go no matter where you are. Give it a little bit of time and, you know, I mean, give some time, the gift of time.
Right.
You know, producer Scott and I were talking about it, and Scott, you know, he's in, you know, one of the coldest areas of the nation there in Minneapolis. Are you guys in double digit, you know, temperatures yet, Scott? Or are you still like freezing over there?
I think it was like 15 this morning.
Oh, 15. See, that's enough. That's enough to really warm you up for Valentine's Day, right? I mean, you just want to, you know, be close and stay warm. But that's what they have to deal with. And by the way, don't be digging a hole in the ice and take her out there to go fishing through this hole in the ice thing. You know, I think that part's overrated. But we were talking about Valentine's Day earlier, and that's the pressure that guys feel, and sometimes they think, wow, maybe there's more to do just for the card companies and all these other ancillary businesses than it has to do about, you know, romance between two people.
Right. Just, you know, spending time with someone and doing something, you know, a little different. You know, mm-hmm. If you're in a bunch of snow and your girlfriend's coming over, your wife is not home yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the snowman put some flowers in his hands, you know, something cute like that.
Yeah, really. Well, that's the deal. I mean, you know, if you think about it, and I think that's what you know, that's what people look for, is that how much time did you spend? I mean, because it's easy, you know, send flowers, candy and chocolates and all that kind of stuff. But if you do something that has demonstrates that you gave it some thought, that goes a long way, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, people just want to know that they're cared about. That's really all it's about on Valentine's Day. Especially,
well,
I think, new couples, it's even more important.
Oh, yeah, exactly, because after all, I mean, that's about as good as it gets, because from there, you've got to be really, the pressure's on to really be creative.
Right.
Right, exactly. And it's always that kind of that romance stage of any kind of relationship early on when it's fresh and it's new and all that good stuff, when your jokes are still funny, you know, when they're not so funny, that's the tough part, right?
Right.
Well, hey, let's talk about, you know, what you do in terms of matchmaking. How did you get into matchmaking?
Well, I met my husband through a matchmaker, and I thought, what a great way for people to meet each other. I just wasn't the person that was going to meet somebody. Where was I going to meet them? You know, personal ads or whatever people were doing back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him, and I thought he was really a great guy, and I started my own company maybe a month later.
Wow. Okay.
And that's what I've been doing ever since. So 24 years I've been working as a matchmaker, and we've got offices all over, many places in the United States, Miami. We have an office, New York, quite a few places in California, and we just opened an office in Paris. So, you know, we've got international clients, a lot of people that travel, and, you know, we work for all different types of people. We've got professors up to the most successful people in the world, but you know, we meet everyone in person. We make sure they are who they say they are, and do background checks and some screening, and we match them to people that we think they like. So
now you're orchestrating. You've got profiles of you know, of males, females, and you go, this would work. This seems like a good match. I mean, how do you, what things do you consider when you match people up?
A lot of it is, you know, what they've requested. So if they want to meet like a certain race or age group or religion, you know, all those things come into consideration. But sometimes it's just a feeling, you know, that you feel like somebody really, really needs to meet another person. You just have a feeling that it's a good match, and those are usually the best ones, you know. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you have to twist their arms to get together. But you know, I've had that happen quite a few times, and then the people end up married within 8 months. So
wow,
your matchmaker.
Yeah, that's it. The matchmaker knows, you know. So so you've got people finding true love through you know, through your company. That's got to be quite rewarding. So Valentine's Day for you is really special, because you think of all the other Valentines that you have connected through your company.
Right, yeah, we have probably, I would think, like 15 engaged couples right now.
Well,
so there should be some weddings coming up pretty soon.
Uh-huh. Weddings and families and all that. I mean, you just watch as they grow and everything else. So, you know, in terms of, you know, when people, you know, want to, I guess, present themselves and, you know, stand out, what do you recommend that they do?
With just, you know, leave the house looking your best, because you never know where you're going to meet somebody. You know, it's not always going to be on a date. It could be, you know, in the elevator at your office building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had people meet someone that they fell in love with in the parking lot. So just leave the house looking your best. Always have a smile on your face. And, you know, people want to be with happy people. So if you're not in a good space, you know, finding someone to love you is not going to fix that. You know, you need to be happy before you find someone.
Exactly. Well, keep it simple this Valentine's Day, Sherry Murphy says. You know, a little creativity. Demonstrate that you've put some effort into it. That Valentine's Day is just, it's more than just flowers or a box of chocolates. Maybe it's just time together, which is really special. Sherry Murphy, CEO, founder of Elite Connections. Where can they go for more information? We got about 5 seconds here, Sherry.
800-923-4200. At 800-923-4200 or our website, eliteconnections.com.
Rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime
your
she
program,
goes away.
Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like it. And we're the ones that pursue the truth no matter where it leads. We bring the experts on to talk about the things that are most important to you. We're going to talk about, the month of February. This month is American Heart Month, a time when people are thinking about how foods can affect their health. Many Americans still believe that eggs should be avoided for their cholesterol content. Let's straighten them out. We'll get the facts here. There is an overwhelming body of scientific research that demonstrates otherwise. And fortunately for us, we have Dr. Tia Raines, executive director of the Egg Nutrition Center, and explains why adding an egg is a nutrition powerhouse and can be a perfect addition to a heart-healthy diet. Dr. Raines, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Hey, because we're eating eggs, that's why we're doing great. Because we didn't buy into this stuff. Some of this the bad report and misunderstanding and misguidance about eggs. They are very, very nutritious, and I've been all in on eggs for a long time. I got to tell you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that here.
All right, so what kind of heart-healthy dietary patterns and activities do you recommend for our listeners?
Well, and again, it's activities is the first place I want to go with that, because it is about moving and moving more. And
right.
I have a desk job. I'm sure you have a desk job, and it's hard to fit in. So trying to get up more, move around, walk around, visit your colleagues, park in the back of the parking lot, all those things you've heard before, that's important. Something that is important but doesn't get appreciated enough is stress management and how to, you know, make sure that you can absorb the life's daily stresses without it having a negative impact on your, not only your heart, but on other aspects of your health as well. Avoiding smoking, drinking in moderation, all those good things that go into a healthy lifestyle. And then from the dietary piece, you know, what we know now is that it's really about the overall dietary pattern. So it's not about one food. It's not about one nutrient. It's about making sure that every day that you've got lots of vegetables, fruits, whole grains, nuts, seeds, legumes, and then, of course, lean sources of protein, which includes eggs, complementing all those other foods during the course of the day.
What are some of the unique attributes of eggs that our listeners would be surprised to hear about?
Well, eggs have 13 vitamins and minerals, and most of them are in the yolk. So when people throw out the yolks, I cringe, or when they order
Why would you do that? That's the best part, the yolk. I don't get egg whites. I really don't. To me, that's like, I'm sorry, but it's like Velveeta cheese. Velveeta cheese is a mystery to me as well, but I'm a simple man.
I agree with you. I just think from the taste perspective, the whole egg is much better, and that's where all the nutrition is. So it's in your best interest to eat that whole egg. And just a few highlights of these nutrients that you may not know. Choline, probably a nutrient you've never heard of. Most people haven't. But 90% of Americans aren't eating enough of it. And one of the richest sources in the diet, besides beef liver, are eggs. Mm-hmm. And why is that important? Because choline is super critical for your brain, both in terms of maintaining brain function, especially as we get older, because anyone over the age of 40 knows that things don't always work as well when you're like, what's that word? I can't remember. That's all normal brain function that declines over the lifespan, but choline is important for helping to maintain that optimal brain function as we age. And then it's also, you know, we're just learning how important it is for the developing brain. So we know now that the American Medical Association has come out and is recommending women who are pregnant be consuming more choline, because it seems to be essential for forming those neural connections that are the foundation of normal brain development in children. Mm-hmm. And we know a study that just came out that showed that women that had higher choline intakes during pregnancy, their infants at 1 year of age had better information processing, which is an indicator of cognitive function.
Exactly.
So again, super important. Mm-hmm. Only in the yolk is that choline.
Right. Well, given the choice of beef liver or an egg yolk, sign me up for the egg yolk, okay? Because liver is liver. I don't care what. You haven't had it prepared the way I do it. I'm sorry. It's still liver. That's just me. But in regard to the egg itself, in terms of its versatility, why are eggs so versatile?
They're easily accessible. They're everywhere. They're easy to cook. They're affordable. They're one of, the cheapest sources of high-quality protein. And they're usually something that most people can manage in the kitchen. So I cook mine in a coffee cup. I crack a couple eggs, stick it in the microwave, and a minute-ish later, I've got breakfast ready for myself. My kids, it was the first food that they could cook. They're easy to prepare ahead of time. To me, they're such a easy part of a nutritious diet that I like to use them at every meal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you brought up the microwave, because that was my next question. Is it better to prepare an egg, to fry it, microwave it, boil it, all the same?
It's all the same except for the additions that you might use for cooking. So cooking with added butter or lard, that those fats contain saturated fat, which is not heart healthy. So oils, or when I cook them in the microwave, I usually spray the mug with the cooking spray so it's easier to clean up. Those methods are recommended over using added fat, hard fats anyway.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Tia Raines, Executive Director of the Egg Nutrition Center. Prior to joining ENC in July of 2013, Tia was the Senior Director of Metabolic Sciences at BioFortis Clinical Research, a global contract research organization that specializes in design and conduct of clinical research for leading food, beverage, and supplement company around the world. Tia, you know, give us some of your ideas, you know, in terms of, I mean, you mentioned a microwave. That's pretty, you know, it's pretty quick. It's easy, as you say. You know, when we talk about the flexibility, but how about some of your other favorite ways to, that we can incorporate eggs into our daily meals?
I'm a big fan of what I call putting an egg on it. Mm-hmm. So I can impress anyone by putting an egg on top mm-hmm. of something that I was already planning on cooking. And, you know, a poached egg on top of asparagus, poached egg on top of kale or spinach. You know, foods my kids would normally not consider eating, all of a sudden they're interested and enjoying it because the egg brings some familiarity to what that is, but also they like the taste of eggs.
Exactly.
And it's a great
right.
pairing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. I like it putting on top because I put it on top of things as well, and it just makes the other things taste good, I think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And even, you know, things that look plain, I put eggs on rice a lot. I have a friend who's from Cuba that said that's very traditional down there to put mm-hmm. eggs either under the rice or on top of the rice, and I
yes,
started
exactly.
to do that.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. You know, all of a sudden it makes something more interesting than it was before.
Well, wow, some great ideas here that you have shared with us in terms of, you know, eggs and the health benefits of eggs, you know, and like, as you say, it starts out with, you know, activities, you know, be aware of the activities that you are incorporating in a heart healthy lifestyle and the dietary patterns. Really not as complex as you, you know, as some people have made them out to be, right?
No, I think they, you know, were maligned for quite a bit of time, and now we have much better research that's looking at some of the positives in eggs and kind of the brain health piece and you know, eye health is another area. I mean, we're just beginning to understand kind of what else is in an egg that could be beneficial to our health.
What a great gift and benefit in eggs, and who would have thought, right? Especially as you say, there's been, you know, some maligning of the innocent egg, and it just, eggs are givers. They just want to keep giving us good health. Why not, right?
That's right.
So where can they go for more information, Tia?
EggNutritionCenter.org. We have all the latest research there. We have contributions by a lot of health professionals on how they use eggs and then recommend eggs to their patients, and some great heart healthy recipes are there as well.
And don't forget, this month, February, is American Heart Month. Dr. Tia Raines, Executive Director of the Egg Nutrition Center. Tia, thank you so much for being with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, you want s'more? S'more what?
No,
you want a s'more. I haven't had anything yet, so how can I have some more of nothing? You're killing me, Smalls.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, given the alternative, why not let it be a great day? That's what, that's all I gotta say about that. I mean, you know, why not? Go find somebody's day to make, and you'd be surprised what you get back. This is what Valentine's Day is all about, in a sense, is that you realize once again it's better to give than receive. And hope you're all prepared for it, that you got, you found just the right card. You know, sometimes when you go card shopping, Scott, I don't know if this has happened to you, but, you know, sometimes, when you go out shopping, you know, for a card, sometimes you just find the right card that's just perfectly matched, and you go, wow, that's awesome. And then other times you just, you know, you just can't seem to locate it. But I just, you know, my encouragement for you today is that you go out and you find just the right card that's going to, you know, fit the bill and just work out perfectly. We've got Kate Dobson with us. Is JD with us as well, Kate?
No, it's just me today. JD is driving our kids to and from school.
Okay. Well, I would never say it's just you, Kate. I mean, that's, you know, that's not right. I know better. You know,
at least
so
not to my face.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Oh, at least not to my face.
Well, no, of course not. But no, I appreciate you coming on to talk about our U.S. presidents. I mean, especially at a time when there's been so much contention in the political atmosphere. I mean, we've got Congress right now or the Senate, you know, just throwing everything up against the wall and trying to figure out what we can do about the immigration issue. You know, you've looked at this historically. Is there anything all that new, or are we just as contentious as we've always been?
There have definitely been some extremely contentious times in American political history, and it's hard to say, oh, this is the worst it's ever been. I mean, how do you know that for sure? It's definitely mm-hmm. not great now, though.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the thing. You know, there's a lot of, I don't know, maybe because of, you know, social media, the era of fake news that we're in, and hyperbole. I mean, the hyperbolicness of our culture right now is over the top. I mean, it's like I spend a good time these days, a good amount of time on the East Coast in Florida, and we deal with hurricanes. I've been there now for 4 years, and I've gone through a couple. And I think it's quite interesting because, by comparison, in California, an earthquake, which I dealt with and grew up with all the time, it seems, they'd come, they go, and you find out about the earthquake when your house is shaking, whatever. In Florida, with a hurricane, it's like a 7-10 day buildup. And they just keep exaggerating, they keep adding adjectives, and I'm thinking, we have a lot of retired people here. You're like putting them on the verge of a heart attack with all this build-up that you're doing. Our politics is getting that way, too, because we just keep on exercising ourselves. And the manner in which they talk about it, I just wonder if there's really any true earnestness to communicate with somebody.
I grew up in Florida on the East Coast, and I will say, in Florida's defense, if you could predict earthquakes 7 to 10 days out and track them, I bet you would be doing exactly the same thing in California that you're doing in Florida.
Yeah.
And I will say about politics, it has been ugly for a surprisingly long time. You go back to the election between John Quincy Adams and Andrew Jackson. They were making up lies about each other, spreading rumors, maybe not them personally, but definitely their campaign people. It's been surprisingly ugly for a long time. I don't know if that cheers you up or not. Probably not.
Well, I don't know. My dad always called me the eternal optimist. I was probably the most optimistic of all his kids. So I always try to find the silver lining in it all. And I'm not saying, hey, don't talk about it. I think, okay, fine. Exercise yourself. But out of it, what comes out of the exercise that's constructive? What is the positive takeaway? And it seems like we've been stuck in this mode of anger and vitriol for such a long period of time. It's like we're just getting further and further apart. It's not like we're, fighting ourselves out. It's almost like we're waiting, kind of like somebody who's drowning. If somebody's drowning, a lifeguard will tell you, you don't go in and save that person right away. You wait until they kind of fight themselves out. Because otherwise, if you go right away and try to save them, then they're going to drown you and them, together. And maybe that's what it is. We're just waiting for people to finally punch themselves out enough to where you say, okay, well, it's been 10 years now. Maybe we should do something else here and find a way to be constructive. I mean, I keep telling our audience, I go, all this contention and this arguing and this bickering that's going on, and I'm going, we're paying for that. they're getting their paycheck every week. We're paying for this insanity. Is that fair?
That's a great message, and I definitely think that there is too much manufactured outrage on both sides of the aisle. I wouldn't have the energy to act that outraged all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I get worn out. I'm like, come and save me all right already. I guess maybe that's what I'm saying, is that I'm worn out, and I'm not even engaging in it all that much, all things concerned. I mean, of course, I do a radio show, so we do get into it, but not to the degree, I'm sitting here trying to, referee this thing a little bit and saying, okay, I'm not one to say, hey, let's just throw the bums out of here. I mean, look, you got elected to office. There's some value here. Your constituency must believe that you have something to offer. Well, go ahead and offer it. Let's put it on the table and let's make it work together for all the money that we're investing into it, right?
Absolutely. And I hope that our book, Hottest Heads of State, we look at the presidents as if they are potential dates. That which president, we try to look at the presidents with the lens of which one you would like to date, who would be a good romantic partner.
Oh, wow.
And what I've learned in doing that is that a lot of the presidents were really good men. Even if they were terrible presidents, there were a lot of good people.
Right. I mean, Barack Obama has a great voice. I mean, speaking of Valentine's Day, I mean, I heard him sing to the First Lady. Wonderful voice.
He does.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
He does have a great voice.
Yeah. And plus he's
a great singer, and babies love him. So that's a good plus as a romantic partner, because then he'll watch your kids for you.
Right. Exactly. Here. What do you think he might be available? I mean, I think he's without a job right now, isn't he? You can call him up.
Yeah, hey, probably not currently available, but a girl can dream, right?
Yeah. Why not? Why not? Who else surprised you?
A lot of them surprised me, to be honest. I will say one is Ulysses S. Grant, right, who you learn about in history class that he was a drunk and incompetent. And, I mean, maybe he was a little bit incompetent as a president, but he was a great guy and a great family man who just wanted to be with his family and maybe not so good with money, but I think would be a great husband.
Right, right. And what would you call him? I mean, you know, because everybody always has you got a special nickname. I mean, when you with a name like Ulysses, what do you know? Some people have you wouldn't call him Yule or you or you know. I guess just call him Babe. I guess you know because there's nothing that's real natural
really
there, right?
Wonder about that because his real name wasn't Ulysses.
Mm-hmm.
His real name was Hiram. And there was when he applied to West Point or something, there was just a typo. They filled out the name Ulysses S. Grant as his name, and he just went with it. And so I don't know if his wife called him Ulysses or Hiram. That is a really good question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, could you imagine? I mean, we've heard of states, you know, like Nome, Alaska, you know, how that got misunderstood. And it was just the, you know, the guy that was doing the map. He actually, you know, didn't have the greatest of writing, obviously, because he put name down in thinking, well, he needed to come back and name that area. And they saw it and somebody looked at it and go, oh, Nome. Okay, it's Nome. So that's how he got that. All right. What about John F. Kennedy?
Well, John F. Kennedy obviously rates high in the looks department. He was one of our younger presidents, which gives him an edge, but he did not rate well in the fidelity department or in the health department. People don't know, but he had a lot of back problems, so he was around on crutches most of the time. And so, I mean, if you want a husband who is going to cheat on you and that you are going to have to nurse back to health all the time because he's constantly sick, then I guess JFK is the one for you. I don't know if that would be my pick.
Yeah, I mean, this was interesting you should talk about him because we were talking about this last night, going, this guy had a rather voracious, I guess, desire for the females. And you would think that being in pain and being in a back brace that he would be restricted, but nothing could hold him back, I guess, you know, right?
I think he wanted a distraction maybe from all of his physical discomfort.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe that somehow would medicate him a bit. Bill Clinton.
Yeah, that's another example of one who maybe doesn't score so well in the fidelity department, but he has other charms, I guess, apparently.
Right. Thomas Jefferson, you said his ponytail was a turn-on.
Yeah, you know, ponytails, I don't know, it's probably going to be a while before we see another ponytailed president, but I bet we will someday. Those will come back into style.
So what do you want people to take away from this book here that you and your husband have put together?
So mostly what I want is, this book is, we tried to make it really fun. It has profiles of the presidents, but in between that, it is all quizzes and games and ridiculous DIY projects and word searches. Like, it is a fun book, but for adults, a little bit of adult material in there. That's not our fault. It's the president's fault for
their behavior. Yeah, exactly. You're just reporting the facts. Behavior. That's it, right?
Right, exactly. Reporting the facts. It's not our fault. So I guess I'd want them to take away that this is a book that certainly some history teacher would enjoy, but I really think somebody who would enjoy it the most is someone who knows nothing about the presidents.
Mm-hmm.
Because they would both learn a bunch of crazy stuff, but in a really fun way. It is not like a book where you sit down and read it. You can kind of jump around from section to section depending on what catches your eye.
Oh, great. Okay, we got to leave it there. Thank you so much. The Hottest Head of State, Volume 1. The American Presidents.
Results lately. Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset
said patient or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The March of Dimes.